What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we look at the Occupational Safety and Health Bill amendments. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Occupational Safety and Health OSH Bill was recently tabled in Parliament. The tabling of the bill is in keeping with the government's commitment to decent and safe work as a member state of the International Labour Organization, ILO. It is geared towards preventing injury and illness resulting from conditions at the workplace. It also seeks to safeguard the health of workers and the promotion of safe and healthy workplaces.
This landmark statute is expected to significantly improve working conditions in all areas of economic activity by reducing the occurrences and severity of workplace accidents throughout workplaces in Jamaica, including private homes where domestic workers are employed. In reducing injuries, illnesses, and death on the job, we are seeking to reduce the financial and social costs to workers, employers, and taxpayers.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Shaheeni Robinson. The bill consists of 224 clauses arranged in 15 parts, accompanied by approximately 10 schedules. Despite the numerous clauses and sections in the legislation, it was drafted to ensure its effective administration and ease in the implementation of safety and health standards.
Four features of the bill were modeled around the principle of joint responsibility in the workplace. That is, workplace parties are in the best position to identify safety and health problems and to develop solutions relatively quickly to resolving these issues.
Director of the Occupational Safety and Health Department in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Marlon Mohan. Workplace parties include everyone at the workplace, from the chief executive officer to the workers and their collective representatives. A management system framework is recommended to ensure duties, responsibilities, and rights are clearly defined and complemented with a mechanism for communication, collaboration, and resolution of occupational health and safety issues as they occur.
This framework is applicable to all branches of economic activity, whether it's a financial institution, a construction project, daily operations at a petroleum refinery, a medical facility, or even a hotel.
A voluntary compliance program, VCP, is offered by the Occupational Health and Safety Department in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security to assist organizations in designing and implementing safety and health frameworks. The program facilitates the integration of occupational safety and health management systems of organizations and the regulatory requirements of the OSH legislation. It has two components, occupational safety and health and HIV/AIDS. There are six key elements that are to be integrated for an effective occupational health and safety management system framework. These elements are management leadership and employer participation, workplace analysis, accident record and data analysis, hazard identification and control, emergency response, and safety and health screening.
If you're going to have success in dealing with these elements, we have to ensure that persons are trained and they understand the requirements of these.
The safety and health policy for your company should be in written form, concise, readily understood by all stakeholders, approved and dated by management, and brought to the attention of all workers and contractors.
It should also express management's responsibility and commitment to the protection of workers. It should state workers' general responsibility for adhering to employers' procedures and policy. It should encourage participation of both management and workers in joint safety and health committees. It should be in a format and language that all workers understand, and it should be reviewed periodically and updated as the need arises.
Director of the Occupational Safety and Health Department in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Marlon Mohan. That brings us to the end of this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.